listen to podcasts, Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. Police in northwestern Pennsylvania have recaptured murder suspect Michael Burham, who escaped from the Warren County Jail on July 6th. Earlier, they said they believed he was still in the area, and it turns out they were right. State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens.
He had been tracked through the woods as he approached. Well, I'm going to look at the name of the road here. Logan Road. He encountered perimeter troopers there.
In Georgia, Henry County Sheriff Reginald Scandrett says police are looking for 40-year-old Andrew Longmore, who he says shot and killed three men and a woman this morning.
Wherever you are, we will hunt you down in any hole that you may be residing in and bring you to custody, period.
The killings happened at a subdivision in the small town of Hampton. That's about half an hour south of Atlanta. Police haven't said what they believe the motive was. It's a mystery in central Alabama. Police in the town of Hoover are looking for 25-year-old Carly Russell, who vanished Thursday after calling 911 and family members to tell them she'd seen a toddler walking unattended on the side of an interstate. Police Lieutenant Daniel Lowe.
Police officers who were already en route to the location of the initial 911 call located the female's vehicle as well as some of her belongings at the scene. They were unable to find her or a child in the area, and Hoover police have not received any additional calls of someone missing a small child.
Just how hot is it in Phoenix? It's so hot, the weatherman is telling people to go to the movies. KPHO meteorologist Paul Horton.
Find somewhere cool, folks. 117 on Sunday, 117 again on Monday.
That was Paul Hutton. It's not just that it's hot all day, it's that it doesn't cool down when the sun goes down, says KCBS-TV reporter Tom Waite in Los Angeles.
Experts say in addition to the extreme heat, what makes all of this so dangerous is how long these heat waves are lasting and how long it's staying hot, well into the night, into the 90s in some desert areas.
And we've learned that the campaign of Florida Republican governor and presidential candidate Ron DeSantis has laid off as many as nine staffers. It happened on Thursday. They were involved with event planning. DeSantis was in Iowa today talking about his record in Florida.
Every single thing we said we would do, we actually did and brought in for a landing. And rhetoric is great on the campaign trail. And you've heard some great slogans in my day, but ultimately, are you going to be able to get this stuff done for the American people? And that's what we're going to do.
Tonight's Powerball jackpot is an estimated $875 million, the third highest ever for the game. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K. is awesome in Japanese?
Sure, let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You go. I didn't plan.
stare into your blue eyes. You make me happier than I thought I could be, and I like who I am when you're around me. Violet, with your sweet perfume, Violet, I'm wanting you. Violet, when you walk on by, all I can do is stay. Without any doubts, you are the light of my life. Please don't take that light away. Violet, with your sweet perfume, Violet, I'm wanting you. Violet, when you walk on by, all I can do is
Radio on Civic Media. We are local music, kicking off of your Saturday night with a double dip of Geology Club
that
from
new album.
Waukesha West High School. They are the winners of the Rock Concert 2023. That song was Violet, the title track off their new album, and Teenage Love started off that double dip.
I want them in the studio.
They're awesome, mm-hmm. for sure. Who's that voice? Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, everybody. You're on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin, 6 to midnight. Rocker and Terry Barr are here.
Hello, boys.
It's great to see you, Terry.
And all of our wonderful listeners out there. Thank you. Yeah, I've been away because, I'll just say it, my mom has been ill of late. And she was actually in the hospital over the last several days, but she escaped.
You know, something like that. You just take it day by day and hope for the best.
You have to. Yeah, you exactly. have to. She now knows, I mean, she had a triple bypass a couple of years ago, but now she has AFib. You know, if you hear the commercials for all the drugs out right. there, it's like, you know what everything is medically because they pretty much explain everything. So she was like, ugh, ugh. But she is home, and she's doing okay.
Well, glad she's doing okay.
Thank
glad
you.
You're doing okay.
Thank you.
as a child, I know personally that's stressful stuff.
Yeah, I've had some talks with the various people, medical people that we've been dealing with, and they said it's really hard to watch your parents start to become almost like you're taking care of them, that now they're your child. Yeah. And I said, I know, I still just want my mom.
Yeah.
And I'm sure so many people listening can understand
that. I watched my mom turn into a different person over, you know, a number of years. And It's difficult.
It
for sure.
is tough. But you know what? That's why we do this show, because it's fun and it's happy, and music just makes all things better.
And we have a heck of a show for the people tonight, Rocker. What do you got on the plate over there?
Jimmy, tonight, CJ Hall from Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie. We're going to be talking to him. I think we'll be talking about fish fries.
Oh.
Let's see.
Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen.
Obviously, I've been busy.
Prairie.
I haven't had some beer in a while.
Oh. Frank Martin Bush. He's going to be in here to tell us about Frank Martin Bush and the Names, his other band, and how they're going to be playing at Atwood Fest.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Oh, Christo Rupenthal. He may be best known for his work with Caravan Gypsy, but there's so much more about him that we don't even know, so we're going to hear all about his crazy, probably guitars, cigar guitars, all kinds of Hawaiian stuff.
I love the Hawaiian.
That guy does a lot
of
crazy
stuff. You guys are going to have to hula while he plays a Hawaiian song. I forgot to bring you hula skirts.
Jimmy.
Oh, I'm so disappointed.
Jimmy has some Hawaiian shirts. So
yes, he does.
Can you hula, Jimmy?
I'll give it a shot.
Okay. I want photos and video.
Let me ask Mrs. K to make sure that...
I wonder if Christo knows any Porky's Groove Machine songs. Porky's Groove Machine? Holy cow, they're going to be actually the next interview after that. So we'll talk to Porky's Groove Machine, who's coming down from Minneapolis to play Atwood Fest. And then 10 p.m., Max Inc. Heavy. And Tommy Drums from the Snotfest at the Crucible. An essential last crack. Snotfest!
I know, what a name!
Let's go to Snotfest, Terry.
Hey, where are you going this weekend? Snotfest!
You know, I have to tell you just a super quick story. We saw Slipknot. Okay. From Iowa, of course. The one guy has the big, long, stretchy rubber nose. He blows stuff out of his nose.
Oh.
And I said to Brian, we were going with his brother and sister-in-law, and I said, if we have to be anywhere near that guy, we ended up in the second row right in front of him.
Wow.
He hit me with a wad of snot.
Oh, oh boy. That's the kind of show you got to wear like a garbage bag.
You should. You should. And then he like went to the other side of the stage, which made me much happier. But they were great in concert. I just didn't like the snot nose. But I bet Snot Fest is much more festive.
Right. It's a bunch of good metal punk bands coming to the Crucible. We'll tell you about it later with Tommy Drums. plus, we're going to have some music from God's Outlaw. They were just in the Devil's Lair. We'll play some Seesaw. Oh. They're both playing Atwood Fest 2023, and we'll have details for that, plus Kelsey Miles and the Jimmies, who's playing La Fete tonight. Right now, rock and roll from the North Country. It's the American Scarecrows. They got some shows coming up, and they'll tell us about it hopefully soon. Hopefully a stop or two in Wisconsin would be nice. Broken Bones and Mountains on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Take this conversation for example. You're the part of me that doesn't want to leave. This life behind and wander, aimless and alone. Shamelessly also in what I'm shown. Say prayers for the lightning.
Local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Radio, we are local music on Civic Media. That is Work and Ignition. That's their latest single. You know, I can only assume Work is going to come out with an EP or drop another single sometime.
Oh, are they being quiet about what they're doing?
I don't have any facts in front of me. I'm just speculating here.
And you're sort of in that way asking them, what are you doing?
I'm very excited and speculating at the same time.
Okay.
This is an excitement speculation of Work coming out with some new music or something.
They hear that right now. They're like, ah.
They're playing the Midwest Fire Fest in Cambridge, Wisconsin on July 22nd.
That's a fabulous festival.
The festival's growing, too, over the years.
Very
cool. Yeah. They're also going to be at the Mile of Music. That's coming up real soon.
Ooh, another hot one.
August 4 and 5. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin, 6 to midnight every Saturday. Replayed on Sunday on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't forget to get the app on your phone. That new app is pretty cool. You can actually text us directly from the app, Rocker. And, you know, tell us what you think of the show.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And, you know, we check the text.
Did you when I was gone last week?
Yes. Oh, we sure did. Okay. We had a couple texts.
You did. Do you remember what they said?
No.
They said the Devil's Lair sounds great. And the show sounded good. You know, it was very complimentary.
It was very, yeah.
Jimmy's like, no,
I know. I screenshotted those.
Yeah.
It did say, Great Devil's Lair tonight.
Yeah.
At least they didn't say guys, like Terry's not there. Wah, wah. Oh. And the other one said, oh, great. Sounds great all the time.
If you do text, make sure if you're going to use a pronoun like guys, say y'all.
Oh, I don't care. They can call me guys.
We have to encourage
the guys.
Dudes.
Rocker Atwood Fest is just around the corner.
Yay.
That is going to be a great time for all.
Oh, Jimmy.
Okay, let's talk about the beginning of Atwood Fest and how it all kicks off. Give me your best elevator pitch for the Convergence.
Convergence, Jimmy. Well, it's a parade, and it starts at four different points around the Atwood neighborhood there. And then they meet at 11 o'clock, and they'll march in a parade that, like, you know, features costumes and banging instruments and... It's led by the Hamphibians, the Brazilian hand drumming outfit. So they're going to break up into four pieces and lead each part of this parade to the very front of the Luther Allison stage on Atwood Avenue there. And then they will perform. So they will converge in front of the Luther Allison stage.
I'm going to be standing on stage watching for them.
That is amazing.
Yes. And they'll come in, they'll perform, and they'll do all this, Brazilian. There will probably be, they have quite a following that, you know, dance.
Oh, yes.
And then Fajo Fajo, who we had here on The Devil's Lair not too long ago, they will start at noon. And so they will continue with Brazilian polka sung in Portuguese.
That's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot. Whoa.
Tripped over my tongue. But, yeah, so That will be the start.
Okay, let me ask you this about the Convergence Parade, because everybody loves a parade, but can everybody be part of the parade?
Oh, yeah.
And are you talking, do they gather kind of around where Lake Ridge Bank is on Atwood? Because that's kind of those four corners right there.
There is actually information on the webpage atwoodfest.com. Everybody can join. Anybody can join.
Okay.
And it gives the location of the four different points that they start at.
Perfect.
And so that there's a little more information there. Atwoodfest.com. Mm-hmm.
So there's four different convergences starting at four different places, and they all meet at the end at the Luther Allison stage.
Here we go. I've never seen a convergence, so I'm trying to picture this, and all I can picture is fun.
I love that they're ending it. I think in the previous years, they ended it in the United Way parking lot at the Kids Fest.
Yes. Ah, that makes sense.
Right, but Kids Fest is now moved across the street from there.
Right.
And I don't think that, I think that it was just perfect to kind of be right there with Hope for Show and the Amphibians, who often play together. So it's a really like natural way to start.
Love it.
And they're going to start, Jimmy, Circle Park, Hawthorne Park, Goodman Center, and the Yahar River at Riverside and Winnebago. So you can find those points on our website at woodfest.com. And then meet there. And there's a few other instructions and good information to know.
Excellent. Atwoodfest.com. Atwoodfest.com. We'll talk about the Luther Allison stage next hour.
I can't wait to hear more. Yes.
We got music on the way from two bands that are playing Atwoodfest. We'll do some God's Outlaw and Seesaw coming up. Plus, I got the Jimmys in the playlist. They're playing La Fette tonight at 9:15. Can I leave early tonight? Can I get out of here, man?
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Hi, it's Dave from Weikert Realtors Lake Point. To me, there's no better summer festival in Madison than La Fête de Marquette. That's why I'm thrilled that Weikert Realtors Lake Point is again a sponsor. Are you planning to attend La Fête this year? Then stop by our booth and say hello to the Lake Point team and find out how we can help you realize your real estate goals. If you mention this ad, we'll even buy you a beverage. Find us on the web at weikert-lakepoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Hey, this is Nick from Pine Travelers. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7 join Max Inc. Radio in sponsoring Atwood Fest 2023, presented by Lake Ridge Bank. Rock the block on Madison's East Side, July 29th and 30th. Three stages, 30 bands, local crafts and food, and your favorite Wisconsin beers.
Sing along to the music of Johnny Cash, Boxcar Willie, and other outlaw classics with Milwaukee's God's Outlaw, Sunday, July 30th on the Clyde Stubblefield stage.
Well, I'm sitting here in trial for murder, for a crime I wish I did commit. So I'm gonna go out kicking and gouging in the mud and the blood and the spit. Well, they'll all think I...
For the full band lineup, visit atwoodfest.com. Rock the block with Atwoodfest, July 29th and 30th. It's Atwoodfest 2023.
Roof is leaking and the wind is howling. Kids are crying because the sheets are so cold. Woke this morning, found my hands were frozen. I tried to fix the fire, but you know, the damn wood's too old. It's been months now since I've heard from my Mary. Wonder if she ever made the coast. She and her new man, they moved out there. But I sure hope she writes just
let us know. And me, oh, I'm getting stronger by the minute. My wife's expecting, but I hope she can wait. As this winter looks like it's gonna be another bad one, yeah. But spring will soon be here, and I hope it's not late.
Local music with God's Outlaw. Roof is leaking. Not, what did I say? Leaking.
Sounded like you said licking, but I'm not sure.
Oh, I'm not going to go there. That might have been a fetish that Lili Lux could tell us about. You could hear that podcast. God's Outlaw was in the Devil's Lair last week.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. Brian,
I did get to listen. In fact, I want to promote that podcast by saying I was in tears that I wasn't able to be there, but if I'm in tears about missing it, then everybody else should also listen.
It was so good.
The podcast is available right now on the Max Inc. radio page at civicmedia.us. I hope you're having a good Saturday night. You know, let's go out to Sun Prairie, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I love Sun Prairie. The Main Street down area in Sun Prairie is so cool. There's so many cool businesses down there. Yeah. And if you make a right on Market Street from Main Street as you're heading east, you're going to find CJ at Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen. That's exactly what we did tonight. Hello, CJ. How's it going?
Not bad. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
Forever, you know.
Yeah.
Full Mile Beer Company, 132 Marcus Street in Sun Prairie. CJ, start with the history.
This is what I want to hear.
The backstory of Full Mile Beer Company. How did everything get started for you?
Well, it goes all the way back to probably about seventh grade. My business partner and I,
besties.
Yep. It goes way back. We both went to school in Oregon, South Madison. We grew up in Oregon and met each other in seventh grade. And kind of just hung out throughout the years. He went to school in Madison, and I went up to Stevens Point to go to school.
Yeah.
Nate Kinderman is his name. He got into, while he was in college, he started tending bar and got into kind of the restaurant scene. And so he had some experience with restaurants, and he went on and opened Sardine. He helped open Sardine.
Oh, no kidding.
Off Willie Street there.
Yeah.
So we kept in touch throughout the years when we were both in school. I kind of picked up homebrewing after I was out of college and I had a little bit more money to scrape together to buy equipment. So I got into the beer side of things, and he had this restaurant and bar experience, and just kind of kept in touch over the years. And after college, and you know, we both went our separate ways, and he got married, had kids, that sort of thing. We kept in touch, and 2014, the time kind of was right. I was leaving a job. He had just opened.
Yeah.
Helped open Gates and Brovey on Monroe Street.
Sure.
Wow.
So he was there, and so we just started talking about maybe doing something, and a brew pub was kind of the idea. He was living in Sun Prairie. I was still living in Madison at the time, but moved to Sun Prairie in 2013, and then 2014 we had started talking about doing this, and just it took 4 years of kind of going back and forth and business plans and trying to get a loan and
all the reality,
you know, all the reality, yeah. And the painful reality. And we worked with the city of Sun Prairie. Nate had been in Sun Prairie a long time and kind of seen that maybe there wasn't as much of a dining restaurant bar scene mm-hmm. as he thought there should be. So we decided to concentrate on Sun Prairie and specifically downtown.
Nice.
And how lucky could you get with that community in Sun Prairie?
Yeah, yeah. We did luck out, absolutely. I mean, the downtown area is just fantastic. Like, all the local businesses down there, everybody supports each other. It's really cool. It's the first time I've really been exposed to something like that, and I've been kind of blown away by just the camaraderie and everything that goes on downtown.
CJ, can I ask you, were you open at the point where, and I don't want to go sad, but about the explosion, because of course it is the anniversary of what happened there.
Topical.
Yeah. So were you open at that point, and did the community, and not just the community, but everybody come out to try to support you? But the thing I know about you is you guys turned around and supported everybody else too.
We tried,
yeah.
But we were not open. We were still kind mm-hmm. of in that build-out phase. The building that we were in, we're on the first floor of a building downstairs. We had built the frame and everything. The steel was up for the building. They were supposed to pour the concrete for us on our ground floor the day of the explosion, and that obviously got pushed back a few days. And it literally was only a couple days, and it was really back to business. It was kind of surprising how quickly things were back up and running, back to, I wouldn't say normal by any stretch, but as far as getting that building put up, we didn't lose really any time. It didn't affect us as far as getting open,
mm-hmm.
Anything like that. So we were lucky in that respect. But we were a block away probably from where the explosion was.
Yeah,
so.
I was wondering. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, you know, they went with that whole Sun Prairie Strong and now Sun Prairie Stronger. Yeah. And I think the community and all of the businesses are showing what that means to be a community that's strong and stronger together after something like that happens. So way to go. Good job.
Yeah. Thank you. Didn't have a whole lot to do with it. But we did try to, you know, once we were up and open, you know, we did try to give back, and we still do. We do a lot of events with, you know, the Boys and Girls Club in Sun Prairie. There's a family center on Windsor Street that we're pretty close with those guys.
Yes.
And so we try to do our part because, like I said, that community downtown is crazy cool. So you want to give back. You want to help.
That's so good. And
do what's right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
CJ, go ahead. Yep. I was just going to say,
go ahead.
We're
dancing,
dude. Go ahead, CJ.
I'll get out of the way, or otherwise I'll tap one of you on the shoulder and say, can I cut in?
I was just going to say, we did finally get open by December of 2018, like a week before Christmas in 2018.
Ooh, that's a good time to
finally open.
Good.
Yeah.
And here you are.
And here we are.
Dancing with Jimmy K.
Full Mile Beer Company at 132 Market Street. Why are people always making me dance here? Let's talk about the menu, CJ, at Full Mile Beer Company. The thing I like about the menu is you have a Saturday and Sunday brunch, 10 to 2 o'clock. What are some of the highlights on that menu?
Well, the brunch, it covers, it's not a, 20-page diner menu. We do keep it kind of tight, but we like to think that, we keep, and overall that's kind of our philosophy with the lunch, dinner, and brunch menu is, we don't need 5 or 6 pages of menu items. We have a couple pages or basically a page front and back.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite menu item right now?
Yeah, do tell.
I am a little partial to a new pizza that we just put on. It's called the Verde. It's a we do have a wood fired pizza oven as part of our kitchen. So we've got ten different pizzas on the menu right now. One of the new ones is called the Verde. It's kind of one that I may have seen somewhere else on social media, but the idea of the pizza was so cool. It's a green tomatillo salsa base, has bacon, goat cheese, cilantro and onion. Forgetting something. There's like Colby Jack cheese on it as well, and jalapenos as well.
I know. All he has to say is cheese, and
I'm hungry
there
now. will you deliver it at 35?
That was one that I pushed for. So that's one of my faves, I would say, right now. But honestly, there's a lot of things that I eat too often, probably.
And like the fish fry. Really like.
Oh.
Yeah, the fish fries.
CJ, we got about 2 minutes left here. Okay. The one thing with Full Mile Beer Company is the beer. You got a full bar. Yeah. You got this wine and spirits, which are delicious, but you got the handcrafted beer, seltzer, and cider. Talk about some of the house popular
We brew all of the beers that we serve on tap. We brew in-house. We can have up to 16 on tap at one time. Usually we're in about to 12, 13, 14 beers of our own on tap. We do have, you know, a full bar with like a really deep back bar full of great bourbon, whiskey, spirits in general.
That back bar you have there is impressive.
Thank you. Yeah. It was meant to be a showstopper. We put a lot of time and thought into that, and we're pretty happy with the way it turned out. But we've got a new watermelon rhubarb beer that just went on tap about a week ago. That if you're into watermelon, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's a wheat beer.
I'm drinking a strawberry blonde right now. That's pretty nice.
All right, right. So this is not too far.
CJ,
far away from that.
CJ, of course, there's the patio, which is awesome. Yep. Live music.
Yep. And Rocker's got the live schedule up here.
What's coming up?
Wow.
The Rascal Theory, that's going to be July 29th.
29th, this Saturday we have Evan Murdoch and the Imperfect Strangers. We've been kind of trying to get those guys in for, I don't know, a couple of years. It's just like COVID and schedules, it didn't work, but we finally got connected with them, and so they're playing this Saturday. I'm pretty excited to have them play at our place. And it's July 29th on Saturday. We have Roscoe and the Rascal Theory are playing. All of our Saturday shows are 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock.
Nice.
Free,
nice and early.
Free admission.
Yeah,
they don't charge
to nice
cover
time.
Anything like that.
And Madtown Manish Boys. Oh yeah.
Yeah, they'll be here. Yep. They're
good
a pretty
stuff.
Frequent flyer for us. We
oh, good,
guys.
Good. Okay.
I see the periodicals. They're coming on August 5th.
Yeah. They're going to do like a, because our stage isn't big enough to accommodate that full band, they're going to do a little bit of a scaled down version, an acoustic show, which I'm going to be incredibly interested to see how that is. I mean, they're great. So I think I'm looking forward to that one.
Well, thank you for hosting all that music. Yeah. That's important in the community too.
Especially
and just
it is.
All the food and the beer and the fun and just being there for the community.
Especially in Sun Prairie there. CJ, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, CJ.
Full Mile Beer Company. Like them on Facebook. Get all the details, the menus, and the live music lineup at fullmilebeercompany.com. And stop in at Full Mile and say hi to CJ. We hope to see you soon, CJ.
Yeah.
Likewise. Yeah, good talking to you guys.
Good to
you
talk
too.
To you, too. These guys
thank
are at
you.
La Fete tonight. It's the Jimmys on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happen here next. Walker, Dwayne.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Radio, we are local music. Oh dear, hang on, Kelsey. We'll get to you in a second.
Ooh,
okay.
She's anxious to play.
She's
for us.
Very anxious to play. Hey, did you hear the news that there's a proposal to tear the Vintage at the corner of Francis and University down and build like a high rise?
I can't take this.
And I've been to the Vintage a number of times.
E-Dub
and Wheels and I, we used to pregame for our show at WSUM at the Vintage.
Well, it's a classic spot, isn't it?
It's very classic. Mm-hmm. In fact, Jimmy, do you remember what it was before the Vintage?
Oh. The living room.
All right, before the living room.
What?
The Black Bear.
No,
Black Bear was around the corner.
That's
on
right.
Francis.
Gayden's Fish Market.
Right.
And Gayden's Fish Market was the best fish market. I used to live around the corner from there when I was going to college. And you would walk over there, and they had just a ton of, like, you know, it was a fish place, right?
Right.
Oysters on the half shell. So we'd always go in there for oysters on the half shell and fries. And, of course, they had, you know, all kinds of
shrimp.
Really good food. Yeah, shrimp.
They had fried shrimp, bubblegum shrimp.
Every kind of stuff you could imagine. Exactly.
Yeah.
It was great. But that, and it's still the same classic color of the roof, which is that kind of like a bluish green.
Yeah.
It almost looks like a southwestern type of.
So there's a Save the Vintage now?
I don't.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Or what you're saying?
There should be, if there isn't.
I don't. I think that's what probably people are coming out and starting to say. I saw Lili Lux. You know, she's an activist, so she's like saying Save the Vintage.
Right.
Well, the interesting thing that I thought too was, mm-hmm, like, well, Dottie's Dumpling is right next door.
Oh,
right.
No.
And if you remember what happened to Dottie's Dumpling, they were over by the Overture Center, and they held out. I remember you could look at the giant hole around their whole restaurant. They were still operating while they were building around them.
Yeah.
And they finally moved right next to the Vintage. But apparently, this is only for the Vintage spot. It's not going to affect that location that's next
there
door.
There is so much of this going on. I understand the need for housing, and in particular, affordable housing. But I don't know that it's saying that that's what this is going to be.
Oh, this is going to be campus housing, most likely.
And you drive around Madison, the Madison area right now. Right. And I can't say that about other areas. But you drive around the Madison area, every darn apartment building looks exactly the same.
It really does.
What is going on?
Now, here's a statistic for you, Willie. Madison is 100,000 homes over 10 years behind where it should be to satisfy.
Yes.
The Miles stock. Nielsen and the Rust Hours. Double dip. We'll have more chat later.
Yes,
Max
we
Inc.
will.
Radio.
I remember it all too well, like a picture burned in my eyes. And your memory drives me crazy, baby. But it never, oh, it never satisfies. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Lord, if I could just fall. It was only one moment. Time cannot seem to fade. Oh Lord, if I could just forget you, baby. But then I never, no, I'd never be the same. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Lord, if I could just fall.
Problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
10 years ago, we opened with a... As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
93.5, The Tap. 93.5, The Tap. This is 93.5, The Tap.